This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
CEO of SBS, Micah Bede, has stayed with us to join us. Because we've now got another special guest, Tass.
We certainly have. We were desperately trying to get Gladys, but Gladys Berejiklian, the Premier of New South Wales, but unfortunately we've had a bit of a crosswire thing. So stepping in her place is Don Harwin. Don Harwin is very well known to people in New South Wales. He's the Arts Minister. I believe that he will be participating in Mardi Gras today and forms part of a parliamentary friendship group. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thank you last minute for joining us.
Oh, look, it's an absolute pleasure. Sorry she couldn't make it, but it's a very busy day and she's planning to also join the Destination New South Wales people at the parade tonight.
I have heard that, so we will do our very best to see if we can hook up with her again later on tonight. So, Don, what will you be doing tonight? Who are you marching with?
Well, there is a group of members in the Liberal Party dedicated to marriage equality. Four of us who are openly gay members of Parliament, we will be leading the team who will be marching. This will be our third year marching.
Good on you.
As a group. So myself and my good mates, Bruce Notley-Smith, the member for Coogee, my fellow Upper House member, Shane Mallard, and the Liberal member of the Federal Parliament for North Sydney, Trent Zimmerman. And we'll have, as many as Mardi Gras will allow us to march with us.
Yeah, they do have very strict caps, don't they, Don?
Sorry?
They have very strict caps, don't they?
Unfortunately, do. We've got many more people.
I think that's got something to do. I think that's got something to do with ensuring that the length of the parade is kept within a particular time frame.
And that is. And that's absolutely the right thing to do.
And it's all about television, isn't it, Mike?
Something like that, yes. We've got to try and fit it in a two-hour broadcast.
So
we had the same problem, actually, with our SBS float. We had 100 people, 100 marchers, which was fantastic, but we had to turn away staff because, you know, once we hit 100, we had to say to people, sorry, it was first in, best dressed. So, you know, that was great.
So how many years is the SBS float now?
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
In terms of in the state parliament, is there anything that you guys can do to help us all advance achieving marriage equality? I know it's federal law, but of course you're a member. Member of the Liberal Party, and the Libs are got the chair in Canberra at the moment.
Mm. Well, look, there really is nothing that we in the New South Wales State Parliament can do other than just keep encouraging our federal colleagues to do something. I mean, I really think if it had been up to us at a state level to fix it, it would have been fixed, because the New South Wales State Liberals have always taken the view that on these sorts of issues, it should be a conscience vote, and we should support the position that we individually hold or support our electorates. And I'm quite sure it would have been done already if it had been up to the New South Wales State Parliament.
Don, I understand that there is a New South Wales parliamentary group focusing on LGBTI issues.
There absolutely is. We work really well. Well, as you know, we've got, I think at last count, seven LGBTI members of the New South Wales State Parliament. So we're well represented. I think I've got the numbers right, or it might be six. Sorry, I might be exaggerating.
It doesn't matter. But six or seven is still pretty good.
We all work together really cohesively. And, I mean, the important thing is to not try to make them party issues, but to just focus on the substantive policy just approach it that way with our colleagues to try and, as far as possible, bring them with us. And a lot's been achieved by taking that cross-party approach.
So tell me, what are the outcomes? What have you actually come up with?
Well, I think in the last... and by the way, a big part of that has been, and I should pay people the credit that they deserve for it, Mike Baird, Barry O'Farrell, and before him Christina Keneally were also prepared as the Premier of the day to consider issues on their merits and work with the cross-party committees to ensure we got those outcomes. But for example, in the last two parliaments, while Barry and Mike have been the Premier, we've done things like do the apology to the 78ers. That was very important. But the other thing that we did in just before the last election was to put through the abolition of the gay panic defence. Now, that started as an initiative that some of the members of the cross-party committee were very committed to. So we then went and supported the establishment of a committee in the Legislative Council, in the upper house, to actually look at the issue and take submissions. And it might surprise you to learn that Fred Nile was one of the committee members.
Yeah, well, that's pretty interesting.
And he ended up supporting the recommendations, the unanimous recommendations of that committee to abolish those laws. And, you know, sometimes just taking the politics out of it really can work. If you actually just look at what the issues are, you can get real results.
So as Arts Minister, what are the one or two big sort of highlight things you've been able to achieve for LGBTI communities in New South Wales?
Well, I've been Arts Minister for 30 days, so I can't...
Well, it's more than a week.
I couldn't honestly answer that question other than to say that, to speak more generally, obviously I've, in those first 30 days, been focusing on listening to a wide range of arts stakeholders in terms of their views about some of the issues that we've got in Sydney and New South Wales in terms of making our state the number one state for arts and culture. And part of that discussion have been groups that I've had a very long involvement with, such as Queer Screen and the Mardi Gras Arts Festival, in terms of that sector, in terms of some of their views. I was delighted to learn that one of the organisations I'm responsible for arts in the arts portfolio, Screen New South Wales, is in fact has a long-term working relationship with the Mardi Gras Film Festival and is a sponsor of that film festival as well. So that's really good. And I'm sure, as you know, along with the ANZ Bank and the City of Sydney, the New South Wales State Government is the major sponsor of Mardi Gras overall.
And does that not come out of your portfolio, Minister?
Well, it comes out of a whole range of portfolios.
I see.
Yeah. It's a huge effort. The direct funding comes out of the major events and tourism funding portfolio, which is Tourism New South, which is some. Destination New South Wales. They're the lead sponsor. But there's also there's enormous in-kind support from, of course, the police and from the traffic management
centre
and from a very large number of other...
And of course, the council. Don, we've actually...
Absolutely.
Don,
we have to go, Don, but I've got something I want you to think about. Next year, when we're back, rebroadcasting with SBS, New South Wales Government, we're very happy to have you as a sponsor. Won't cost you much.
I'll take that question on notice.
Question on notice.
Good on you, Don. Don, thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Don Harwin, the
Happy
Minister,
Mardi Gras.
The Minister for the Arts, representing Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.